There's something today about this message, and I don't know what it is. I mean, I really don't know what it is. I knew what scripture that I was supposed to be preaching on, and I know why I wanted to preach on it, but it seems like everything that I started out with has been changed over the last, really, day and a half about what was supposed to be said and why it was to be said. Even this morning on the way into church, I mean, I heard something on one of the Christian radio stations that said, no, that is so true when we're looking at the events that have occurred in our lives and how those things could really be preparing us for something of greater beauty. The kids' message this morning, I mean, I had got from a resource called Sermons for Kids, and it tied right into where I was thinking with the scripture out of 1 Samuel about how sometimes we're changed on the other side of whatever it is that we're experiencing. How that caterpillar can be something that is more beautiful after a couple weeks in a cocoon. So I invite you now to hear these words of 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 10 to 13. As Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to attack Israel. But the Lord thundered with a mighty voice that day against the Philistines and threw them into confusion, and they were routed before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and struck them down as far as beyond Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Jeshanah, and named it Ebenezer, for he said, thus far the Lord has helped us. So the Philistines were subdued and did not again enter the territory of Israel. The hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. We've heard the term Ebenezer, the Ebenezer stone. What's your Ebenezer? As a reference to a point or a time of change, of how we have just changed directions, how we've been doing this or experiencing this or going in this direction, then all of a sudden we're called to do something different. Or we realize this is not working, it's time to do something different. So we go off in this direction. This is the way that it's always been, and this is the new way. This past week, I had to travel to Orlando on some business for my secular job, and what might have been considered by many to be, I guess, an inconvenience, to me ended up being a blessing. The hotel that I stayed at was actually in the Orlando International Airport. So it's not your idea of a place that you go to Florida to hang out, but it was a nice hotel, but it was not like the place that you go to Florida to see Florida. But in the afternoons, when I got done with doing the business that I had, I mean, we had an opportunity to sit around kind of a common area. And you can look out over the Orlando, the people of the Orlando Airport, people watching. And I like the people watch. I mean, I really do. Because every person has a story to tell. And as I sat there and I watched people go across, heading to the TSA checkpoints and whatever it is they were going about, The thing that comes to mind as I'm looking at watching people's facial expressions is that it was a story that every person told. Whether it was kids being reunited, coming through coming off of the planes, coming back and reuniting with their parent or with a parent from broken homes. Whether kids with divorced families and then the kids coming back from one to another, you can see the sadness in the face of one parent, the happiness in the face of the other parent. Whether it was a military person that was coming off of a plane and seeing his or her spouse, or whether it was the middle-aged couple traveling with a single older family member that was obviously a parent or a great-grandparent that was taking them on some special trip to Disney. There's so many things there. And then people who were ill. I mean, the kids and the adults that I saw in wheelchairs and with assistive devices, knowing that maybe that was their last trip, or maybe it was their trip of the lifetime, and that they had scars that they had to carry around. But the reason that I say all of these things is because those people have all experienced some change in direction in their lives. Some change in direction. Do you get married thinking that you're gonna be divorced and subject your kids to a broken family and to where they've got to travel across the country to see their parents? Are you born with the belief that you're going to end up with a terminal illness? Or do you get married thinking that your spouse is going to be sent away for a year to a foreign country? Or do you think that you're going to end up being a caretaker of a family member? Or are you happy about waking up and having a job that's going to keep you on the road all the time that you never see the family? All of these people experienced a turning point or a change in direction. Now, so they're different than what they started out being. And that's not always bad, but they're different than what they started out being. This story that we read in 1 Samuel, Samuel we know was one of the greatest judges, a prophet, one carefully selected by God to lead the Israelites and help the Israelites out. He came into the mix of the Israelites at a very difficult time. The Israelites were beaten people. They were beaten down. I mean, the Philistines and everybody else had just been over and over and over just wearing them out. And to the point, they had no hope. And Samuel come in through God's intervention at a time when there had already been like 34,000 Israelites killed in this conflict with the Philistines to offer them a change, to offer them a hope. And through God's intervention, through Samuel, the Israelites were victorious whenever the Philistines attacked them again. And so that's when they went out and they erected, understand, this is not about idol worship, so don't think for a minute this is about an idol. But they went out and erected this memorial, Mizpah and Jeshana, that reminded them, they called it an Ebenezer stone, that reminded them of that point whenever they changed. A reminder of how God's intervention helped them change. A reminder about God's presence with them is the reason that they were able to change. Now, as we go about our own lives, thinking about those places to where we had never planned on, of course, our family never thought we would be dealing with what we're dealing with. But we are. We spoke about it Friday night at a fundraiser. And the points that we made is that nobody thinks that you're going to ever have to deal with this. But when you have to deal with it, you have to deal with it. And it's not always bad. There's some positive things can come about as a result of those places to where you have changed. As a result of those things that you have experienced in life. Kind of like this caterpillar that we talked about with the kids, about how they change into something more beautiful because of what it is that they've experienced. We know that the world inflicts a lot of scars, a lot of pain, but we can change even in the face of those scars and those pain. But the key here is just like the key with the Israelites when they were facing the Philistines. They have to acknowledge God's intervention and God's presence and God's ability to make something good come out of a bad situation. I mean, essentially that's what happened. When Samuel stepped in, he helped them to understand that God had the ability to make something good come out of this. And he did. And so I would say to you that not setting an idol. But if we remember that place in our life where we were just really knocked off our feet and had to think about things in a different way, that we would memorialize that in our mind and acknowledge God's presence and how God worked with us in those places. We know that life can be difficult. We know the experiences that we have in life can be so devastating that sometimes we just want to give up. But I invite you to think about, again, what the Israelites were experiencing at the hands of the Philistines. 34,000 dead, and then through the Lord's intervention and Samuel coming in at the right time, amazing things happened. Samuel, we know, was a great example of how God can use those who are faithful in small things to accomplish much greater things. He can use those who He finds trust in those small things and will trust them to do bigger things. This stone of Ebenezer was the mark of a new chapter in the life of the Israelites. They had been rescued by God. They had felt His deliverance. And they knew that that was a point and change in their life. And I think if I were to ask you now, and I'm not going to ask you to call them out unless you want to as a testimony, what events have happened in your life? Think for a minute. What events have happened in your life that you can put your finger on and say, well, that was a turning point. That was a turning point. Maybe it was a church service. Maybe it was something that you witnessed. Maybe a particular scripture that you have read. Maybe something you've experienced. Maybe somebody you know. But these turning points that we identify in our life, how is it that it caused us to become something more beautiful? What is it that made you realize there was a need for something bigger in your life than what you were just simply dealing with? Each of us has our own burden. Each of us has our own story. Each of us has our own place where we can offer up some testimony about that. Because I think we all get to the point of saying, enough is enough. What else can I deal with? And I think the Israelites have gotten there with the Philistine conflict. Enough is enough. We can't do it anymore. We can't do it anymore. But when we get to that point, we're reminded that we are to acknowledge God's presence in our life. And that God will get us through those places. God will help us to emerge victorious in those places and become something of greater beauty. Become something different. This stone of help, this Ebenezer, again, reminds us of how God's interventions can help us to those difficult places. How God's interventions can help us to those difficult places. And it's not about us building anything. Although I will say, my experience with an Ebenezer was whenever I was called into the ministry. At a spiritual retreat in January of 2007, and we had talked about this very scripture, and we had brought rocks that were simple rocks that we were to collect, and we built something of beauty out of it, and said that we're going away from this place changed. And we erected our Ebenezer in a little small clearing out in the woods with a Sunday school class that I was part of. And then one thing led to another, and here I am today. Still haven't figured that out. But the thing is that we're changed along the way. Now, we're in a season of Lent now. Let's talk a minute about imagery, how that imagery can help us to remind us of God's presence in our life and God's deliverance in our life. How powerful is it, that image of Jesus Christ traveling that journey down to the cross or up to the cross, carrying His own cross because of us, and then hanging on a cross with sinners, criminals, crooks on each side of Him, and dying for you and me.
Is that not an Ebenezer or a point of change in our life where we acknowledge that a Savior loved us so much that He did that for us? If that don't remind you of God's presence in your life and that God is real and that God is not dead, that God is alive through the Son, Jesus Christ, and through the Holy Spirit among us today, then I don't think there's anything else that will remind us of it. That image of Christ on the cross reminds us God is with us. God is with us at all times. God is with us. And God will never leave us and God will never forsake us. And no matter what it is that we deal with in our life, that He will be there. During the tough times and during the good times, He will be there. Our Lord walks with us. And when I come back to the images of what I saw in that airport, some of the people seem to have grown out of what they were experiencing, and indeed it was a thing of beauty. But then there were some of the other facial expressions that said it still not got past that point of hurt. They were still dwelling, and this may sound trivial, but still dwelling on the pity party part rather than dwelling on how something better could come out of the troubles that we experience. And so my message today that I believe has been laid on my heart, and I hope it's the message that's to be delivered, my message today is that when it would be this, is that when we acknowledge God's presence in the good places and in the bad places in our life, then God's going to get us through those places. And that we might look different, that things might look different after we travel through those places, but life is still good because we've got God in our lives. And that's something that nobody can ever take away from us. Praise be to God.